Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect. Bunratty Castle and Folk Park is one of Ireland's most popular tourist attractions. While many of the buildings in the Folk Park are historically accurate reconstructions, there is one stunning building which is authentic in every way. Built in the very early 1800s, Bunratty House now forms an integral part of the visitor attraction. The walled garden next to the house is immaculately maintained, while protecting biodiversity across the entire site is critically important. Sinead Maloney is the gardener at Bunratty Castle and Folk Park.
We have a range of heritage plants that would date back to the Regency period, so from the early 1700s. You would have a lot of the plants would have a medicinal purpose or property, because back then they had to have a use for them to gain a place in a garden. So in the centre of the beds we have a lot of herbs, so you've got the different sages, lavenders, thymes. There's chukrum is there. Chukrum was used in the making of mead. They make mead at the bottom of the walled garden in the winery next door, which is served at our banquets. So a lot of the other stuff then are herbaceous perennials. So they die back in the winter time and they start to re-emerge this time of the year from March onwards, and the garden should be a full display of colour by mid-June.
But you're working here year round, and it must be a haven for biodiversity, for the bees, for the birds, for the insects.
Funny enough, as the weather starts to get warmer, you will have like the odd days from December, late December onwards, if you get a warm enough day, you will see a couple of the bees will reappear to feed on. We have out in the shrubbery some range of hellebores and early daffodils for them, so that if they do start to appear early, that there is an area that they can feed on. And a day like today where it's maybe 9-10 degrees, yes, you will start to hear that little pleasant hum of the bumblebee, and for that reason we allow the daisies and a lot of the dandelions to stay in the ground for maybe until mid-April, May, so that they do have something to feed on early as they come out of hibernation. But come June, July, the place is just a haven of birds, butterflies, dragonflies, damsonflies. Believe it or not, even though we don't have a water source close to the garden, you'll meet toads, you'll meet frogs, and for that reason we don't, as you'll see by looking around, there is a lot of old debris still left from last year. We try not to clean up too early, because you would on a day like today think, lovely, spring is here, it's time to tidy up. But we'll still have cold days and we could still have ground frost. So by us leaving a lot of the dead wood from last year behind, we're actually protecting the habitat and the environment for all those little bugs and grubs. And as we're now coming into the next full moon, which is known as the worm moon, and the worm moon is a time of year when the ground starts to warm up and the worms and the beetles and the grubs start to make their way up from the depths of the soil to the warmth of the soil. That's when they start to do their little job of aerating the soil, and the worm castings then they deposit them in the soil, which also helps us to fertilise. And the worms are so important because they help to aerate the soil as well. It's the same with the wood lice. Their job is to neutralise and naturalise the soil around them. So every little critter and every little creature that appears in the garden has its own job to do. So we do our best. We don't use chemicals here any longer. We stopped using chemicals in the last 5 or 6 years. We've gone organic. It's just vinegar and garlic, and that's to treat the weeds. But in general, since we have cut back on the use of chemical, the place has just totally and utterly come alive with the bees and the birds and the butterflies. And it's magnificent to be able to support them, because each and every one of them has their own little role to do within our gardening. So biodiversity is like a symbiotic relationship where we respect nature, that nature knows best, and nature will do the job that it knows best to do, which is to pollinate and reproduce. And you learn as the years go by to honour and respect that, because that's a greater wisdom than any of us.
You're gardener for the entire Bunratty Castle and Folk Park, not just the wall gardens at Bunratty House, to be watching biodiversity. And how important is biodiversity to the site?
Oh, it's paramount, because you need to keep the balance. If the balance isn't there, then you're doing something wrong. So that's where, you know, we go back, we re-educate, we bring greater awareness to other members of staff of why things are a certain way. We might not lift the leaves early in the season. Other people can think that that looks unkempt, but realistically, we're protecting our little frogs and our little toads that are overwintering under those. The ivy, we would have a lot of ivy that grows around the place. We don't cut that back until much later in the season because a lot of our solitary bees are overwintering in them. So a lot of it is, yes, before you get the notion to go all out and pristine pretty, what is that going to lead to on the back foot? And a lot of that would be decimating little habitats and environments of those precious little creatures that do their little jobs around here.
That was Bunratty Castle and Folk Park gardener Sinead Maloney. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.